delighted, absolutely delighted to accept this award. Big shock to the family, and I'm sure it'll be a big shock to Mark when I get talking to him in a short while. He'd love to have been here in person. Last year he wasn't able to be there because he was actually running in New York that night. He's just off the plane from South Africa after a stint of training, and he just has to recover, to be honest. So he will be, he'll be absolutely delighted. Athletics is his game, and that's what we're passionate about, and we're just delighted that it was, I suppose, athletics that got the award. It's a minority sport, and you know, when I look here tonight at all the other sports that were up against Mark for the overall award, I'm talking about the likes of Nora Stapleton. Her CV is absolutely superb. The Kelly chap, was really exceptional as well. I mean, there was hardly anything that he didn't win when he sat into a car. Sinead Jennings, we all know about Sinead Jennings, and right across the whole sports, it was very, very competitive. It must have been a tough decision for the committee. We're absolutely honoured to receive the award this year for Mark.
In fairness, Mark did have a brilliant year again, Joe.
He had a good year. He got another European medal, and European medals are very scarce in athletics. Anyone who goes and does the counting, they are very, very scarce. In the middle part of the year, he had an injury crisis. Thankfully, he got round that. And he came back and he got his target time for the Olympics. He got that out of the way at the end of July. That took a little bit of the pressure off. And he then went on to Beijing and did his best out there. And he ended up 10th overall in the world. So yeah, it was a good World Championships. It's very, very tough. It's very competitive. And of course, the European silver medal back in Prague will have special memories for his own, and none more than Mark himself.
Yeah, one of the highlights, I'm sure, if not the highlight of his career so far, Joe.
Yes, it certainly ranks up there, because as I said, Jeremy, the European medals are very, very scarce. The first one they got in Zurich the year before, I know it was a bronze medal, but it's probably seen as even up there, maybe a little bit higher, because the outdoors are extremely competitive. The indoors, some of the athletes might leave it a little bit, but he was very, very proud of that silver medal, and we made the best of it at the time.
Yeah, and as you say, just back from South Africa, he still has a busy schedule up ahead, Joe.
Very busy. He has an indoor race. He starts off his indoor season now next Wednesday in Dusseldorf in a large international meeting there, and you'll be up against the guys like the European champion, the Polish guy. There's two of them in it, and there's a guy from Kenya. So Adam Kashat from Poland, Lewandowski, Boss, who's a huge competitor, PB of 142, he'll be in it. So Mark will be interested to see how he gets on in that. So that'll be a start to it. He's not going to be taking the indoors, I think, too seriously. It's just to make sure that you keep up the competitive element at this time in the year. And then it'll be back towards peaking for the major. The first major goal after that will be the Europeans in July in Amsterdam, Germany. And then from Amsterdam a month later, then we have Rio. So that's what lies ahead, Germany.
Yeah, unreal. Unreal.
Busy times.
Joe, he was so proud at winning this award last year. He has now become only the fourth person ever, I think, in the history of the awards to win it twice. So, fantastic achievement.
Listen, he probably doesn't even know that himself. I'm going to make him aware of it, Dermot. I know that Sharon Foley from Athletics was one of the people who won it twice before. So he'll be delighted to be up there in, along sharing that platform with Sharon and the others. Because, as I said, we were very shocked. Mark will be shocked. He'll be very thrilled, and he'll be very thrilled as well that it's the sport of athletics, because it's getting a tough time out there at the moment, Jeremy. There's no harm to say it. People know that. But it affects clean athletes like Mark. It hurts them. Tonight is actually a vindication for clean athletes, and it gives them that little boost, and it gives other clean athletes a boost as well, to see that, you know, sometimes the playing field might not be exactly level, but, you know, they can achieve as well.
Yeah, and of course the message has to go out as well to the young people. I mean, Mark Donegal's very proud of Mark, and Letterkenny as well. He has achieved so much, but he's also, you know, he's held up there now as someone that we all look up to, that you can achieve with the right attitude and the right determination.
Yeah. I mean, Mark did all the sports when he was young. He's so you know, grateful for all the people that helped out in the background, all his coaches, all his coaches in Gaelic, all his coaches in athletics. He's very aware of the role that they all played. He's very aware of sport in Donegal, you know, the way it is held in such high esteem, and he's going to be there just like Jason Quigley does in the box. boxing, just like Nora does in the rugby, just like our friend Mr. Kelly in the rallying. You know, they're all giving their best, and they know that Donegal is winning at the end of the day when they give of their best every time.